Financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. I buy gold from Birch Gold, and they'll help you convert an existing IRA or an existing 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Dan to 989898 for a free information kit. Text Dan to 989898 today. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, when you see a headline like this in the New York Times, you better get ready for what's coming. They are getting ready to double down on their commie deep state weaponization of government. And now at this point, they're proud of it. New York Times. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. No, come on. That's Babylon B. Negative. Negativo. That is the New York Times. Folks, this is not an accident. When these lefties tell you they're going to do something, you better well listen. Political targeting, folks, isn't the future. Weaponization of government isn't the future. It's the now.
They always tell you.
Joe, we've been doing this show 9 years, and how many headlines like that have we run where they actually advertise it? Now, the question many of you in the chat and some of you maybe newer to the show may have is, if they were going to institutionalize the deep state, the blob, the bureaucracy to attack their political opponents, why would they advertise it? The answer is because they need to normalize it. I need you to understand this before I go forward. They need to normalize it. So what they do is they do this moving of the window bit by bit. First, they shock you with the, say, the arrest of a Paul Manafort or a George Papadopoulos. And then as we're all freaking out, what they do is they hit you with 30 fronts. Then they go and get Navarro. And then they go and raid Mar-a-Lago. And what winds up happening is, however horrible the parade of horribles is, sadly, we start to get used to it. We can never get used to it. You can never, ever make this the new normal. Political targeting is here. It is here now. And a lot of this stuff hit yesterday. Things that in any normal constitutional republic, in any normal time, would have shocked you to your core, happened yesterday. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be candid with you, barely generated a ripple. Because the left has become so deeply communist, collectivist, though so deeply reliant on weaponized government, that the stories don't shock the soul anymore.
More in a minute, but first.
Folks, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from GenuCell Skincare. Gen 90 can instantly help reduce the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, the forehead, the crow's feet, laugh lines, and it can start working in seconds. Never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, and silky smooth, and the best of all is it can start in just seconds. I know Paula uses it. She loves it. There's a reason why GenuCell Skincare is 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you can also get GenuCell XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV are on special sale right now at GenuCell.com/Dan and included in the bestseller package. It's the best value in skincare anywhere. Before going overseas to get those harsh procedures, try Gen 90 first. It works. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are before you even leave the room. Order now at GenuCell.com/Dan and get a free beauty box and deep firming serum while supplies last, plus free shipping. GenuCell, GenuCell.com/Dan, GenuCell.com/Dan. The same day yesterday, we had Peter Navarro report to jail, Trump advisor we had on my radio show last week. For the first time in modern American history, a presidential advisor, clearly covered by the presidential's the executive office and the communication privileges they have, was actually put in, he's in prison now, was in prison for challenging a subpoena based on executive privilege. You know, this has never happened, right, in modern history? a number of prominent Democrats have flipped the double barrel middle finger to Congress and fought subpoenas. Eric Holder being one of them, our disgraced former attorney general. He's not in jail. But that wasn't it. Letitia James is now just a few days away. The hack attorney general of New York, straight up communist, a political terrorist, is just days away in New York from confiscating nearly $500 million in Donald Trump's wealth, stealing it on a fake case. This is ready to go down on Monday. And I pledged yesterday on Twitter, and I mean it. This is not a shtick. My assets aren't liquid either, like Donald Trump's. I don't have his level of assets, but I'm doing okay. I'm willing to help with anything liquid I have. I wasn't kidding when I said it. You know, they know where to find me, and I was absolutely dead serious. I don't want to bother them with it, but I'm totally willing to help President Trump. We're just days away from the president having his wealth stolen. Then you had Bloodbath Gate again. The media will not let this go. I want to show you this video. Here's Peter Navarro getting ready to report to jail yesterday. And he makes the point that I just want you all to understand. An advisor to a president, this has never happened in modern history, getting locked up for claiming executive privilege and challenging on separation of powers a congressional subpoena. This has never happened until yesterday. Take a look.
I am the first senior White House advisor in the history of our republic that has ever been charged with this alleged crime. And I say alleged because for hundreds of years, this has not been a crime. And for 50 years, the Department of Justice has maintained the principle of absolute testimonial immunity. And it was only with my case that somehow that has changed.
You know, I'm reading you guys in the chat right now. Well, what do we do? I don't like to complain on the show. Complaining, sadly, is necessary. You know what? I'm not going to celebrate this weaponized police state, but I like to offer you solutions. And I am going to offer one right now. And it's not pretty. Are you ready? Because it's the only way to combat this stuff. Folks, if we don't turn around and use these same tactics on the Democrats, nothing is going to change. Let me say that again. If we don't turn around and use these exact same tactics on them, nothing's going to change. You want to start locking people up for defying congressional subpoenas? In the next Trump administration, we should be firing out subpoenas to everyone. The EPA, the FTC, the SEC. We should be doing tons of investigations because there's a lot of legitimate stuff to invent. I'm not suggesting invent investigations. Believe me, there's enough out there. Anyone who defies those congressional subpoenas, because it's going to happen, right to jail. Here's the problem. What's the problem, Chatsters? You know. You're going to have Republicans. This is why personnel, ladies and gentlemen, personnel matter. Personnel or policy. Donald Trump, if he wins this election, and I hope he does, and after what happened in Florida last night, we had a really good night in Florida during that primary. Tons of counties like swapped out Democrats for Republicans. If Donald Trump wins, the most important decision is what? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Personnel. Personnel. If you don't have people in there, ladies and gentlemen, with like hanging moose nuts. I mean like this, like you've got to support them. Like you need like a thing over your shoulder, like a sling to grab them. If you don't have people with mega moose nuts, do not hire them. Because the second people start getting locked up, what do you think's going to happen? The communist media is going to start hilariously crying, police state, as if they forgot all the stuff that happened before. And you know what you got to do? Wait. I'm giving you middle toes, too. That's the first fiver of all time. You got to just flip them off and just keep going. Matter of fact, when they start complaining, arrest 10 more people. It's the only way. Listen to me. It's the only way. They will never learn until they experience this themselves. Same thing with this story. This all hit on the same day. You think it's a coincidence the New York Times is now trying to normalize the deep state? They're getting ready to do even worse things. And they want to make sure that they warm you up. So when they do the next awful thing, putting Donald Trump in handcuffs and a surprise arrest somewhere, that it doesn't shock the soul and becomes normal. Navarro in jail. Breitbart. Donald Trump says $454 million bond case could force a real estate fire sale. Folks, if Donald Trump has to liquidate real estate in New York City, it is going to crush an already struggling real estate market in Manhattan, where a lot of corporate real estate, ever since COVID, people never went back to the office. Do you think New York City, Eric Adams, Letitia James, do you think they care? They don't care. Why? Because they are freaking communists. That's why. Communists care about what? Yes, power and abusing it. That is it. So, folks, in lieu of complaining about it and whining about it, what's the solution? Moose nuts.
I've got balls of steel.
I didn't even know you had that. Joe prefers steel. The moose variety is okay with me. Moose balls of steel would be even a level up. You got to hire people that are willing to do this. Now, some of this is going to be state level action. State level AGs and local prosecutors should be targeting criminality amongst these people on the left too. Don't make up crimes. Don't break the law. We're not acting immorally. You guys have set a new standard, correct? That there is going to be no more political rapprochement and we should be targeting people for this illicit behavior. I promise you, someone in the Biden family likely violated the law in many multiple states. There should be search warrants. There should be seizures of property. If you're not willing to do it, do not volunteer for the Trump team. Don't do it. Do not do it. Do not volunteer for the Trump team. We have 4 years to rescue this country from the savagery going on now. This is no time for bullshit. I am as serious as a heart attack about this. The personnel are going to be the policy. The difference is Donald Trump committed no crimes and they prosecute him. We are going to prosecute people for actual crimes they committed. You think you're going to stop these people by lecturing them? Folks, if you think this is scaring them, the left is just going to double and triple down. The only thing that's going to stop them are, what was it, Michael Anton? Who was it who wrote the piece? Real material losses. We haven't brought this up in a while, Joe. It is the only thing that's going to stop these people. Losses to reputation, losses to freedom, losses to income. Real, genuine material losses are going to be the only things that stop these people. Is everybody listening? I get this all the time. Dan, what do? This is what we do. We win and we hire a bunch of personnel who are going to go for it. The left wants a new standard, seize property, put people in prison, put Navarro in prison, criminalize presidential advisors. Fine, we'll use that new standard too. And then maybe when you get a taste of that ipecac, you'll say, damn, maybe we shouldn't have went down that road. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have. Folks, there's a lesson here. The Democrats regretted it the second they wiped out the filibuster for appellate court judicial nominations. Because McConnell, for, you know, love him or hate him, him saying, okay, you want to play that game? We're going to wipe it out for Supreme Court nominations. The Democrats never got over that. Because we taught him a lesson. You think you're going to stop this crazy person? Look at this video of Letitia James. This was on Fox. This lady actually campaigned on being a communist political terrorist. And she's loved. I guarantee you she'd win 55% of the vote if she ran again. You think you're going to teach these people a lesson by writing some manifesto on liberty and freedom? Good luck. Check this out.
Above the law, including this illegitimate president. General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
President Trump could not avoid justice in the great state of New York.
Folks, they're advertising political tyranny. Joe, what did we say at the beginning of the show? We've warned you repeatedly. This is never the show that laughs off lefties. We'll laugh at lefties. We never laugh off lefties. When lefties tell you they're going to do something, Letitia James, the New York Times, getting ready to normalize the deep state, getting ready to go to war against you, please, I'm begging you on our friendship, on this family we have here, please believe them. They're not kidding. Letitia James doesn't care she's a political terrorist. She doesn't. Me highlighting this serves one purpose and one purpose only, to wake up some questionably loyal independents who still think they may be some faith left in the Democrat Party. You already get it. Trust, when these people say something, they absolutely mean it. They are getting ready to destroy this country, the likes of which you've never seen. And it's time to get out and vote. Last night was a good night. A lot of Trump-supported candidates won in Ohio. A tax referendum went down in flames in Chicago. Florida, there were a lot of local elections. My endorsed candidate, congrats, Sewell's Point. The guy won, did pretty well. Florida, we kicked ass, booted out a bunch of Democrats. Last night was a good night. We got a chance to save this place. I'm long on the United States. Don't take this as being a depressing show. But you got to understand what we're fighting here. If you think we're fighting the Bill Clinton JFK party, you're crazy. They don't care. But we care. Personnel or policy, just like Letitia James was policy.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.